In the Mishnah in Avri Pesachim, what is the order of the two brachas? When you first say Bar Pi Agafen, and then you say Kiddush, that's Bisilov's opinion, that's a weak paskin, and Beishamai Hold, you do the reverse. First you say the Kiddush, then you say Bar Pi Agafen. Whichever way it is, you're not permitted to be mapsik in between. Let's say according to Beishamai, the first you say the Kiddush, then you say Bar Pi Agafen. So you're not permitted to talk in between the Kiddush and the Bar Pi Agafen. In between the Bar Pi Agafen and the drinking that we know all year long. You don't talk in between the Birchas Hanan and the eating of the food. But in between, this is a bracha lakos, so you're not supposed to be mapsik in between the Kiddush and the Bar Pi Agafen. This is, poses a problem by the second and the third and the fourth kosis on Pesach night. The second kos of Yayin, Ashkenazim recite four times Bar Pi Agafen. The Mechaber writes that they only said Bar Pi Agafen on the Kos Rishon and on the Kos Shlishi. And the Kos Sheni is covered with the Bar Pi Agafen of the Kos Rishon, and the Kos Revi is covered with the Bar Pi Agafen of the Kos Shlishi. It wasn't such a long pause. It's not such a 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Not such a long. I have some. The Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim that you have to say Bar Pi Agafen again. So. In many of the Haggadahs, you have the bracha over the second kos. You have the bracha Shag Yodanu Golas Havasenim Mitzvam. Then you say Goal Yisrael. And then you say Hinim Luchanum Zom, and Lakai Mitzvah is Koshein, and you say Bar Pi Agafen. So the Pashta says that's not right. We're not sure exactly why we say the Bar Pi Agafen after Shag Yodanu. Why don't we say Bar Pi Agafen before? And saying by the Kos Revi, we're not so sure exactly why we say the Bar Pi Agafen after the Birchas Hashir. The Mishnah says that the Kos Revi, we recite Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir? So the Gemara has a machlokes, whether it refers to Yahalelucha or refers to Nishmas Kol Chai. The bracha on Shabbos, the bracha of Yishtabach, begins with Nishmas Kol Chai, and it goes through Yishtabach. The Chayyot and quotes from the Vilna Gaon, that everybody knows if you come to shul late, so you abridge the Pesuk of the Zimra, and you say Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. But if it's Shabbos or Yontif, you can't abridge it so much. You have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei, and then Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach, because the Mishnah in Pesachim refers to Nishmas Kol Chai as the Birchas Hashir. The bracha begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. So it's really one long bracha. So Mar has this Machlokes Amoraim, what's Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Kos Revi, we finish reciting the Hallel, and then we say the Birchas Hashir afterwards. So normally, all year long, when we complete reciting the Hallel, we say Yahalelucha at the end of the Hallel. So what's the Chiddush of Pesach night? One of the Amoraim says that you recite the Birchas Hashir and it's Yahalelucha. All year long, you say Yahalelucha at the end of the Hallel. So Tosfos explains, all year long, the Mishnah says in Megillah that it depends on the minhag hamakom. Makom shenoga levarech after the halal yivarech. Makom shenoga levarech lo yivarech. Pashut pshat is that the bracha b'halalucha was composed by the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. We assume all the brachas were composed by the chachamim from years ago, and it was composed as an optional bracha. Not that the minhag developed to recite a bracha yahalalucha. They composed it. They introduced yahalalucha as an optional bracha. If you want to say, you can say. You want to say, you don't have to. So at the conclusion of Pesuk de Zimra, the Gemara refers to Pesuk de Zimra also as a Hallel. It's not a Hallel on Nisim, it's Eisesom in Mitzrayim, it's Hallel on Mitzri, so that's Hallel on Nisim. The Hallel of Pesuk de Zimra that we say every day is the Hallel on Teva. So at the conclusion of the Hallel on the Teva, we say in the Shmas Kol Chai, which we call the Birchas Hashir. So the Gemara has a machlek, and on Pesach night, which of the two brachas should you say? Should you say Aluch, or should you say Nishmas Kol Chai? Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, they're both very nice ideas, Hilkach, Nemrinu L'Tabai, we should say both. What exactly does it mean you should say both? So the Rashbam learns, Kibshut, Eitaka, say both. You finish the Halal, then you say, Yaluch Hashem HaKol Masecha, Melech Mehulol Batish Bachoyz. Then after you finish Melech Mehulol Batish Bachoyz, then you say the 26th Pesuk, Mehulol Hashem Kita, Kili Yalom Chazdai. And then you say Nishmas Kol Chai, and you say Yishtabach, and you say Mamash Tu Brachas. You may have received Haggadahs in the mail from some charitable institutions in Eretz Yisrael, where they reprinted all Haggadahs from centuries ago, but they have such a nusach. that there were communities where they followed the opinion of the Rashbam, that you say two brachas over the fourth cup. So we don't follow that opinion. So we combine the two. Exactly how we combine the two, so that the Chagyanka quotes in the Beis Yosef, that's a chilufi minhag between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar. Nusach Ashkenaz, you go in order, you finish the Hallel, Hodol Hashem Kitov Ki Liolam Chazdoi, twice, Hodol Hashem Kitov Ki Liolam Chazdoi, then you say, Haduch Hashem Mekal Masecha, up until the last line, but not including it. You don't say the last line. And then you say the 26 psukim in Kili Yolam Chazdoi, then you say Nishmas Kochai, and then you say Yishtabach at the end, and you end off with the Broche on Yishtabach. And this Agora happens to be Nusach Svard. This is the Agora that they distribute all the time in Broya school, but it's not Nusach Frankfurt, it's not Nusach Ashkenaz at all, it's Nusach Svard. Most of the Agoras that you'll get will be Nusach Svard, because all the Chassidish and Rebbes wrote commentaries on the Agora, so most of the Agoras that Nechassidim daven Nusach Svard, so most of the Agoras that you'll have around the house will probably be Nusach Svard. That's why they just took a normal Agora, came out to be Nusach Svard. So Nusach Svard goes backwards and forwards. They end off the Halal Hodol Hashem Kitav Kili Yolam Chazdoi. Then you don't say Yalulucha then. Then you say the 26 psukim Kili Yolam Chazdoi. Then you say Nishmas Kol Chai. And then you say Yishtabach up until the last line in Yishtabach, but you don't say the last line. Then you go back and you say Yalulucha that you didn't say from before. So that's Nusach Svard. Nusach Svard goes back to Yalulucha at the end. Nusach Ashkenaz goes in order. At the end of the Halal, you say Halucha, but you don't say the Chasima, you leave out the last line. Then you say 26 Psukim Kili Yom Chaz, then you say Nishmas Kol Chai for Yishtabach, and you do the Chasima of Yishtabach. Okay, so whatever you do, it says in the Chokyanke, if he quotes from the early Achronim, that every family should make up their mind whether they're going to say Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svart. What always happens is that my Seder, 70% of the people have Nusach Svart HaGoris, and 30% have Nusach Ashkenaz. It's not relevant until you get to the fourth coast. So then we have to make up our mind whether the Roiv by us, the Roiv on Nusach Ashkenaz. So we make up our mind, we're going to say Nusach Ashkenaz, and those who have Nusach Sfarad Agoras, they give a different Agoda, you switch at this point. So I'll call upon him, the third coast is the coast of Birchas HaMazon. So Birchas HaMazon, Tosis writes in Brochas, there's no machlokes Bisham and Bisil. Everybody agrees that you say Bori Pi HaGofen after. You don't say Bar Pi HaGofen before, like Kiddush, Avdallah, when you get married under the chuppah, when you have a bris, you say Bar Pi HaGofen before, Shekiddush did me better. But by Birchas HaMazon, there never was a machlokes Bisham and Bisil. Tosis explains everybody holds that you say the bracha after. Why? The Tosis says, because Birchas HaMazon is a declaration that you finished eating, Hesach Hadas, from eating the food. So if you're going to say Bar Pi HaGofen before, then you're going to say Birchas HaMazon. Then you want to drink the cup of wine, it's only considered a bracha lakos if you're going to have at least a malay lukum of something later on. You're going to have to say another bar pi hagofen, because the Birchas HaMazon is a declaration of Hesach Hadas from eating the food. The Tosis explains in brachas in the Perek Shalosh HaShachlu that by benching alakos, everybody agrees that you said bar pi hagofen after. So that's not a problem. The problem is, though, Tur has a machloikis with his brother, and the Birchas HaMazon is really over when you get to Liolam Ayichasreinim. But all the harachmans were added later in the days of the Gaonim. It's not really part of the Birchas HaMazon. So the brother of the Tur was of the opinion that that constitutes a hefsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik. We said, according to the Shammai, you say Kiddush and you say Bar Pi HaGofen. Are you allowed to talk in between the Kiddush and the Bar Pi HaGofen? You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk in between Bar Pi HaGofen and the drinking. That's hefsik in between Birchas HaNen and the eating. But you're not allowed to talk in the middle of a bracha lakos. So the Tur's brother was of the opinion, you're not allowed to say all these harachmans, because that's a hepsik. The din of the Gemara, that's not part of the benching. And the Tur defends the minig, and he says it's not so bad, since all year long, minig is we always recite harachman, so we treat it as if it's an extension of HaToyva Meishrit, an extension of the Birchas HaMazon. So that's why it's not considered a hepsik. Yeah. Yishayla is. The Baal HaTanya was of the opinion that when you have a bris and you add on harachmans, so those harachmans would be a hepsik. So when you bench alakos at the end of a bris, so you can say all the harachmans, then you say Bar Pi HaGofen, then you say the harachmans, Yivarchas Hamala, Brisa Olam. You say all the harachmans after. The minig is not so. Minig is not like the Baal HaTanya. So that's a problem. We don't say those harachmans every day. And even these harachmans, a lot of people don't say these harachmans all the time when they're in a rush. So they just say the Olamai Chasein and they run to class, and they run to Beis Medrash to learn. And on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, when they have time, they relax. Then they say the harachmans. So that's a question. If you don't say it every day, maybe even the Tur would agree with his brother that it should be considered a hepsik. But I'll call upon him. This is the assumption, the premise of the Tur and his brother. When you say Brocha Lakos, even if you say the Bar Piyagofen after, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between the Brocha Lakos and the Bar Piyagofen. So that's the problem with the second kos and the third kos. There's a double problem. One problem is, why in the world did we say the Bar Piyagofen after Asher Gyalonu and after the Bichas Hashir? Why don't we say Asher Gyalonu? Why don't we say the Bar Piyagofen before Asher Gyalonu and before you start the Bichas Hashir? So that's a question. So some of the Pirushim from the Rishonim on the Haggadah and the Kisveyah that they published recently deal with this, and they give some kind of an explanation. I don't know. I don't understand what they said. They realize that there's an issue, and they give some kind of a pshat. But then the second point is that many of the Haggadahs are taken from Chassidish Haggadahs, and Chassidish Haggadahs, they introduce Hinei Mochel Mezuman, Sheimichu Kodesh Barichu, so they have this in between Asher Gyalon and the Bar Piyagof. That's Mamasha Hefsek. That wasn't introduced by the Goyim. That was introduced by the Chassidish Rebbes. It's also not a hepsik. And then after the Kais, after the Bichas Hashir, so then before you say Bar Piyagofen, again you say Hinei Mochel Mezuman. So that's a big problem of hepsik in between the Bracha Lakos and the Bar Piyagofen, which is not proper. In the Magen Avraham, he quotes different minhagim. Since after the Abba Kaisis, you're not permitted to eat or drink anything. So many people are afraid they're going to be thirsty, so they postpone the drinking of the fourth course till after half of the piyutim. A lot of Haggadahs they have after kilo no, kilo yo, matam sadach pesach. So here has Bar Piyagofen after kilo no, kilo yo. So that's really not right. These piyutim for sure don't blend in to be part of the Birchas Hashir. That's not right. That's Mamasha Hepsik. The Pashtus is that right after you finish Birchas Hashir, you say right away Bar Piyagofen. All year long, there are different minhagim, whether one recites Kiddush in a standing position or a sitting position, and each one follows his minig. On Pesach night, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein recommended that even those who stand all year long, maybe they should sit on Pesach night, Derech Eres, based on our practice by Hallel, that all year long, the Beis Yosef quotes from Rishonim, all year long, Hallel is always recited on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov Ba'Amidah, and on Pesach night in the Seder, we recite Hallel of the Yeshiva. My father-in-law was Zecharo Lebracha, was a Chassidish, so he used to stand up for Hallel in the middle of the Seder on Pesach night. But I think it's an unusual, he was a Stalin Chassid, maybe all the Stalin Chassidim too like that. I don't know. But that's an unusual minig. If he says in quotes from the Rishon that he used to sit for Hallel on Pesach night. Why, Sir Moshe Feinstein says, because it's Derech Eres. So just like we sit instead of standing for the house. Rav Moshe thought that maybe, even though it's a stand for the Kiddush, maybe on Pesach night, they should really sit for the Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over every so often, from the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, the Nesivos has a commentary on Haggadah, that's called Maisa Nisim, where he quotes from the Rishonim a question, how come there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night? So different answers are given. So the Nesivos gives his own answer. That there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Kiddush. How come we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before we say Kiddush? There's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Birchas HaMazon. How come we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before we recite Birchas HaMazon? Or there's a mitzvah in the Rabban to say Shehakol Nir B'dvar before you drink a cup of coffee. How come we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before you say Shehakol Nir B'dvaray? Shekedushana B'mitzvah, Yisavit Zivana, Levorach Ala Oichlim. So the Nesivos says the answer is whenever the mitzvah itself is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha, so the Chacham didn't feel it necessary to introduce an additional Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. On Pesach night also, the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be fulfilled in the form within the framework of the four brachas alakos. First is the Kiddush Alakos, the second is the Asher Gyalonu Alakos, third is the Birchas HaMazon Alakos, and the fourth is the Birchas Hashir. Each one of the Brachas Alakos mentions something about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Kiddush, we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Manche Ruseinu, He talked about the fact that there was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sheg Yalonu certainly talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Birchas Hamazon, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetzi Tzonam V'Yeretz Tzonam, V'di Tzonam V'Beis Avodim. Then in the second half of the Hallel, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Gula, over the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, the way the Chachamim set it up, maybe the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, whoever, the way they set it up is, The mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim is being fulfilled within the framework of brachas, the four brachas halakos, and the Baal HaMor writes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that in the days of the Gemara they didn't have the practice to blow shofar before Musaf. They only blew shofar in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz, in the middle of Musaf. So the Baal HaMor writes in the days of the Gemara they never said the bracha. Because they were fulfilling the mitzvah, I'll say the brachas in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. In the days of the Gaonim, they started introducing so many piyutim, so a lot of people couldn't stay in shul so long, so they had to leave early. So they're going to leave early. They're not going to hear all the tekiyos, I'll say the brachas. They're not going to be there till shofaris. Malchus, maybe as a kind of shofaris, is going to take a long time. So that's when in the days of the Goyim they introduced that you should blow shofar before Musaf, after Haftarah, before Musaf. So at that time, since they're fulfilling the mitzvah, Shaloi al Seyra Brachas, that's when they introduced the Birchus HaMitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. And the Rabbi Yonah has the same, the Nitziv writes about this in one of his Svarim. Rabbi Yonah in the first Mishnah in Brachas has the same, that when a person recites Kriya Shema, he quotes from the Goyim, when a person recites Kriya Shema, when a person davens Ma'ariv to Tzeis HaKochavim, and he recites the Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas, then there's no need to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedishana B'Mitzvah, Yisav B'Tzivano, L'Kuros HaShema. Because since you're fulfilling the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas within the Mizgeret, within the framework of the Birchas Kriya Shema, so the Chachamim didn't feel it necessary to introduce a Birchas HaMitzvah. But if a person davens Ma'ariv early, then he has to repeat Shema later, Shaloi al Seder HaBrachas, he's not going to repeat the Brachas. He's just going to repeat the Parshios of Shema. So then the Rav Amram got quoted by the Rabbi Yonah, and he says, then you got to say, HaBracha Shekadoshonu, B'mitzvah Yisav B'Tzimonu, L'Kuras HaShema. We don't do that, because the Rabbi Yonah says he doesn't know what they're talking about, doesn't understand why the Rav Amram God has that idea. So the Nitziv explains that that's along the lines of this Baal HaMor. When you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I'll say to our brachas, and there's no need to have an additional Birchas HaMitzvah. But if you daven Ma'ariv early, before Tzeis HaKochavim, you have to recite Kriya Shema separately, then the Rav Amram God holds that you have to recite at Birchas HaMitzvah.
Isn't Abba Rabba part of Zom Rishonim, the Birchas HaMitzvah?
Zom Rishonim say that. That is correct. That is the Birchas HaMitzvah, right?
Could be.
I don't think that's the explanation that the Rishonim give, but that could be. There is such strange line in the Rambam. The Rambam says that on Pesach night, there's a mitzvah to tell over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he compares it to Kiddush. Just like on Friday night you have to recite Kiddush, so on Pesach night you have to tell over Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is the Rambam driving at? So the Pashup Shat in the Rambam is just saying about the word. It says you should eat, it says in Parashas Re'eh, should eat Korban Pesach, Laman Tizkor, Hashem Tzeis Ma'asayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. So the Rambam is just saying that the word Tizkor has the same connotation as Zachor, Hashem Shabbos L'Kachon. Just like Zachor means Lahazkir, to mention, to speak about Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, so too, Laman Tizkor means Laman Tazkir, Hashem Tzeis Ma'asayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. That's the posh of Pshat in the Rambam. And others want to say Pshat in the Rambam that he means more than that, that just like Kiddush should be Alayayin, so too, Sipitzis Psalm should be Alayayin. So that's a chiddush that some want to say, that the magid should be alayayin. That the second course is not only on and the bracha of Shegi Alanu, the whole magid is supposed to be alayayin. A question, let's say a person filled up the second cup of wine, and the whole cup of wine spilled over before he says the bracha of Shegi Alanu. So is it sufficient if he fills up the cup before Shegi Alanu Shai? He says, Shegi Alanu alayayin. Or should I say, no, you really want to have the whole magid alayayin. So since the cup of wine spilled out, maybe he should fill it up and start again to run through the Haggadah briefly. To say again the Haggadah, that it should be ala yayin and drink the yayin. So that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah.
Is this similar or different than, I thought Rabbi Hirsch quoted Shulte Givorim that the Asher Milano is like the Bracha Mitzvah for the whole Seder. And we make it at the end because Akad Gavra Lo Chazi. We couldn't make the Bracha before.
But
the bracha really is for the whole magid,
Asher Galanu,
that one's
making. But Asher Galanu, what is it? Birchas HaMitzvah? On Sipin Sipin.
Birchas Kalos.
I'm not sure what that means. Not familiar. I missed it. I feel bad I missed it. Okay. Usually the Gemara says when one recites a bracha lakos, Birchas HaMazna lakos, Gemara in Brochus talks about it. You need shtifa b'hadoch. You're supposed to rinse out the cup and the inside and the outside. We assume the same is for Kiddush also. In Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham says that if the Kiddush cup was put away after Shabbos in the break front and then you take it out next Shabbos and it's clean, it doesn't have any dirt in it, so there's no need to rinse it out. And the Kafachai quotes from Mekubalim that Chassidim do like that, that they rinse out the cup, even if it is clean, you still need Shtifa V'Hadoch. Now, Pesach night also, you rinse out the cup before you say Kiddush, or if it's clean, so you don't have to. And then the question is it necessary to rinse it out for the second and the third and the fourth kaisers? So some Rishonim and some Gedolim had the practice that they did Shtifa V'Hadoch all four times, even though it doesn't have any dirt, it has my germs. I drank the wine from before, so it's going to have my germs in it, so it's not a problem. But still, you should drink out all of the wine and then rinse out the cup, so you'll have shtifa v'hadocha to each one of the arba kosos. Even if one says the kid is sitting, most have the meaning that you say Yom HaShishi by Kulo in a standing position. The Gemara says that one who recites by Kulo on Leil Shabbos as if he's testifying that he believes in the story of creation, and Edom are supposed to testify by Midah, supposed to stand up. The Pashtus is the Edom, Rab Chaim, as in the Sefer, when the Edom sign a ksuba, they sign a get, they stand when they sign a ksuba. They don't stand. Edom by Midah is a din, if you're giving Haggadah Edom, if they bezin, out of respect for the bezin, so the bezin should be Bishiva, and the Edom should be by Midah. But over here, what, you're giving Edom, and where's the bezin? There is no bezin over here. So just to give Edus, what's wrong if you do Yeshiva? But that's the many have the meaning that you stand for Baikulu, because the Gemara considers it a form of it. So that's the common practice. You stand for Baikulu, and then many people will sit down for the Kiddush. The Gemara points out that the Nusach HaBroch is different in the Kiddush on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. On Shabbos we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim. Why is there a discrepancy? So the Gemara says, because Shabbos, the Skvi of the Kaima from Sheshis Mebreshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Mekadosh Es HaShabbos. By Baruch HaLekim Es Yom HaShvei, HaKadosh Osa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh not only the first Shabbos, Mekadosh all the Shabbosos of Loil and Void. Masheni Ken Yom Yimtayv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Osa, and we in turn, He gave us the power that we have the ability to endow Yontif with Kedusha. How do we endow with Kedusha? So we are Kaveh Rosh Chodesh, and then we know when Yontif is going to be. The Rashba and Yesh Neuchlin interprets in the Gemara that wasn't even enough. Not just that the Bezdin would be Kaveh Rosh Chodesh and the Mele, Pesach and all the Yom Tov will be Nikva. On Yom Tov itself, the Bezdin would give me, and they would declare we are hereby Mekadosh today with Kedushas Yom Tov. That's a Mechudosh Dike Rashba. But he quotes such an opinion from the Mishnah. So that's why on Yom Tov, the Gemara explains, that's why we say Mekadesh Yisrael HaHazmanim. On Shabbos it says Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov Chol is B'Shabbos, so it says in the Siddur, in the Haggadah, that you say the word B'Ahava twice. You say B'Titlan Shamakenu B'Ahava. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us all the mitzvahs B'Ahava. When it's Chol is B'Shabbos, it's B'Ahava square. what's the significance of saying bi'ava a second time? So the Rishonim explained that Shabbos was given Kodem Matan Torah in Moro, and that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, it was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. The Rebbeinu Shlomo forced the Torah down our throats. It was bi'ava, he loved us. It was out of love for Bnei Yisrael that he forced the Torah on us, because he knew that that was L'toy Vaseinu, but it wasn't 100% bi'ava if he had to force it down our throats. But Shabbos was given Kodem Matan Torah, it was given B'mora, so then there was no Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. That was pure bi'ava. That's, I think, the Abu Dram gives that explanation. That the reason why we say bi'ava twice, when Yom Tov Chol is b'Shabbos, because Shabbos was given Kodem Matan Torah, there was no kviya at all. Rav Soloveitchik suggested an additional pshat. I don't know if this appears in Rishonim. He said that in the Musafim of Yom Tov, he brings some of the oilers, and then you bring a soy lachatos. The lachatos is to be mechaper. And Averis that we did, the Gemara explains, Mishnais and Shavuos explain that it's all Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov. On Shabbos, we only bring Oilus in the Musaf, and we don't bring any Chattas at all. So the Bnei Shalom doesn't even wink to us, he doesn't even remind that we did Averis, that we need a Kapara. Everything is B'Yahava square. So he thought that that's the reason why when Yom Tov Chol is B'Shabbos, we say B'Yahava twice, to emphasize that it's really more B'Yahava than on a normal Yom Tov. What does it mean, Bechiras Yisrael? Sometimes a person has a favorite child. So the Chazal say, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, in the first parak, that's not right. The Chumash tells us that Yaakov Avinu favored Yosef, and how terrible it is, how terrible it was, and what a terrible outcome turned out from that. The Gemara says, Li'olam Ayishan Odom Bein Bein Ambonim, you shouldn't treat one child differently from the others. Because the Torah describes what happened to Yaakov Avinu with Yosef. His brother sold him because of the jealousy. So you shouldn't do like that. So what does it mean that we are the Amanifcha, we are the favorite child, we get away with everything? So it doesn't mean like that. It means Faket. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu is more medaktek with us than with the Umas Olam. In what sense are we the Amanifcha? So the Pasuk refers to Bnei Yisrael as Bonim Lamokim. The Umas Olam are Tzelem Alekim, and we have something more than that, we are Bonim Lamok. Tzelem Alekim means that there's Midas Elikus implanted within everyone's neshama, and Bonim Lamok means even more so, there's even more Tzelem Alekim. More of the Midas of Elikus are implanted within the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael. Those who study the Tanya, so the first page in the Tanya, he says that the neshamas of the Umas Olam is made from one type of material, and the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael is from a different type of material. It's not the physical material, it's somehow spiritual material. Ramban writes in the opening pasuk in Bereishis Bar Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz that Shamay means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Olam of Ruchnias, and Oretz means a world of Gashmias. And then everything that it continues to say in Bereishis about the sun, the moon, the stars, that's all Oretz. The Chumash doesn't say a word about Shamay. Shamay doesn't mean the skies and the heavens, it means that the Ruchnias digger things. And everything we talk about, that's all Gashmias. So some of the Ruchnias digger things that he created were that material from which the Neshamas are made. So the material, the Ruchnias digger material that the Neshamas of Bnei Yisrael come from is different from the Ruchnias digger material that the Neshamas of the Umas Olam come from. It's a difference. It's a difference. So that's what we mean when we say Bnei Yisrael Abonim Lamokim. When the Pasuk says, B'nei B'chori Yisrael, the Jewish people are the oldest child, as if implying all the Umas Olam are also Bonim Lamokim, but we're the oldest child. So in a certain sense, they are Bonim Lamokim, they have Tzelem Elokim a little bit. The children carry on the DNA of the parents. So the Umas Olam have a little bit of Tzelem Elokim, and Bnei Yisrael have more. So what does it mean, B'nei B'chori Yisrael? So the Pasuk says, the B'chor usually is expected to help the parents raise the other children. So we are the Yaman Ifcha means that it's our responsibility. We have the obligation to preach to the Umas Olam. We're supposed to teach the Umas Olam all about Ruchnias, all about Elokus. That's supposed to be our mission in this world. What is the concept of Bechira? So you look in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah has a din of you have to bring all the karbonis to the Beis Hamikdash. Hamakom Shiivcha Hashem. You're not allowed to be makor karbonis shchut echutz outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's mentioned twice in Parshas Re'eh. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei, the first time the Pasuk is speaking about Mishkan Shiloh, and the second time the Pasuk is speaking about Beis Olamim in Yerushalayim. The Mishkan Shiloh had a partial Bechira, didn't have a full Bechira. Bechira means this nation, that this person is chosen to the exclusion of all others. So Mishkan Shiloh was chosen to the exclusion of all others. There was an Issa Bamas during Mishkan Shiloh. But Yesh Achrei Heter, after Shiloh was destroyed, and there was a Heter Bamas, so it wasn't the full Bechira. But then when Yerushalayim was chosen, because there was a Heter Bamas, then there was no given, there was Bamak Tala, and there was Bamak Tana, there was a Heter Bamas after Shiloh was destroyed. But after Yerushalayim was chosen, then there's no longer any Heter Bamas. That's how the Mishnah says. So Yerushalayim had the full Bechira. Full Bechira means, first of all, the inclusion of all other places, and secondly, that it's L'Yel Anvoyed. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose B'nai Yisrael, we are the Yam HaNivcha, means the inclusion of all other nations. There's a certain individual who considers himself an Orthodox rabbi. He says that the mitzvahs are not binding anymore today after the Holocaust, because God didn't live up to his half of the deal. When I'm going to live up to our half of the deal, I don't know how that's considered an Orthodox rabbi. I don't know how it's considered a religious person. A religious person gives God a report card and he gives him an F minus that he didn't live up to his obligation. I don't know. I think usually religions assume that God does everything properly. We don't grade him. We don't say that he did an apple. He didn't do the right thing. I don't think the person is religious, but he considers himself an Orthodox rabbi. He's a member of the Rabbinical Council of America. So he preaches, yeah, we are the Am HaNivcha, and the Christians are the Am HaNivcha, and the Muslims are the, everybody's an Am HaNivcha. You make a joke out of it. Am HaNivcha, Bechira means the inclusion of others. That's the first step of Nivcha. Bechira means the inclusion of all others. That's during Mishkan Shiloh, there was an Issa Bamas. And then we have the full Bechina of Am HaNivcha, that it's L'Yoyl HaNvoyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people. And that's what keeps us alive throughout all the generations. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as the Am HaNivcha. On the second night of Pesach this year, we're going to say both Kiddush and Havdalah. You say Havdalah when you go down a level in Kiddush. When you go up, you only say Kiddush. You don't say Havdalah. When you go from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you're going down. When you go to Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed, you're going down. You go Shabbos to Chol, Yom Tov to Chol. So you're going down, then you say Havdalah. So on the second night of Pesach, this year is going to be Matzoi Shabbos, and we say both Kiddush and Havdalah. The Gemara has the Rosh HaTevis, Yaknahaz, Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, Zman. For Havdalah, usually, the Gemara says, when you say Baremi, Areha Eish, so the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to have avuka. Avuka means like we have a twisted candle and you have two or more flames joining in together. So that's the way we usually use an avuka. A candle, all flames joined in together. So strictly speaking, you don't really need that for avuka. Rabbi Kedeger and Hilcha Shechita talks about Shechita Balayla. Is it muta lechatchila? The Sheikh Balayla. So it says in the Gemara, if you have an avuka, if you have all the lights on in the slaughterhouse, then Laila Kayom Yoyer. So you can't shecht in the dark. L'chatchidu shouldn't shecht in the dark because you may not cut, you may cut the wrong place, you may cut too high, too low, you may not cut Raiv of the Simen. So if you did cut Balayla, then you got to check by Yom to make sure that you shecht it properly. But if you have an avuka, then it's muta l'chatchidu to Sheikh Balayla. So if you can make it there, on Yeridea, quotes from the Maharil, that if you have two candles that are near each other, even though the two flames don't blend in together, that's also considered an avuka. If you have one candle over here, one candle over there, that's not called an avuka. But if the two candles are near each other, that's called an avuka. So usually, when you have Yom Tov Shecholias B'Motzei Shabbos, so the Balabasta lights candles on the table, and then when it comes to the Bracha Bar Mihaish, so you hold the two candles together and you blend in the fire together. So there were communities in Europe where they had a kpeda, but Dafka not to do that. Since Nikir Adin, it's called an avuka, the two candles are near each other, it's not really necessary to have them blend in together. So usually when you blend the two flames in together, some of the droplets of wax are going to fall down. And that's a shayla from Mechaber. That's a shayla. The Gemara says, I'm a stopping man, Hashem Hashem Benair, Chai Mishum Mechaber. If you have, the Gemara says, if you have a cup of oil and you have a wick in it and you put in a spoon, you take out a lot of oil, the Gemara, and it's burning, so the Gemara says that's a violation of Mechabe. There's a question, is this really Mechabe? When you tilt one candle over the other and a couple of drops of wax are going to fall down, it's a shaila, is that really the same? Why is Mistapik Ben Hashem Hashem in there? Maybe it doesn't apply over here. So in certain communities in Europe, they had minig that they wouldn't blend the two flames in together. They felt that, that was a mechabe unnecessarily. When we say yaknahaz, we say hamavde mikodesh lekodesh. It's not hamavde mikodesh lechol. Hamavde mikodesh lekodesh, which is the Abu Dram writes. The premise of the Sefer Avodah is that all of the brachas and all the tefillahs are composed in the biblical Hebrew. So the whole theme of the whole Sefer Avodah is to find the psukim in Tanakh where this expression appears. So he says this expression, Amavda Mikodesh Kodesh, appears by the parochas in Chumash, Vibdila parochas lechem bein HaKodesh, Oven Kodesh HaKodoshim. It's easier, it's often easier to be Mavda Mikodesh Lechol, and it's often more difficult to be Mavda Mikodesh Lechodesh. He's an Orthodox rabbi, he's an Orthodox rabbi, but there's a difference between one Orthodox rabbi and the other Orthodox rabbi. So, and a lot of times that's very important to know the difference between Kodesh and Kodesh. You have to know between Kodesh Chomer and Kodesh Kal. Yeah, after Kiddush, we wash Netilas Yadayim, and we do not say Bracha. The Yiddish folklore, they used to tell about the Yeshuviniks. The farmers in Europe used to live on the farms far away from the city. They never came into to town. So they were very unlearned. And they used to make major mistakes. And they were very religiously motivated, but they used to make major mistakes in religious observance. So they say about the Yishuvinik that he washed his hands for carpet. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekan Maruch Ha'olam, Shekadoshan Tzatzu V'tzivan. Someone was visiting by him, so he said, what do you do? So he says, says in Agada, you wash your hands, you don't say, Al Netilas Yadayim. So you follow the instruction. So we should make sure to tell the public that it does mean, that means you don't recite the whole bracha from the beginning to the end. Not just you don't say the last three words. Yet, what is Urchatz all about? So the Gemara in Avri Pesachim explains that there's an issue of Netilas Yadayim for Dovash Tivula B'mashke. At the end of the Tkufa, the Bai Sheni, they introduced so many chumris in the area of Tumah V'Tara. The Mishnah, in the end of the first Perek in Masechah Shabbos, says that there was one day where the Bisilil were away. Many of the Bisilil were away, and the Bishamah voted the Bisilil. So they ran through 18 Zeres, the Rabbanah, that day, because the Bishamah were in the Roif. The Gemara says the next day when the Bisilil came back, and they discussed that they were maskim. So it wasn't that it was against the Bisilil. It was against a few members of the Beis Hillel who were there. They were outvoted, but the majority of the Beis Hillel did agree with the Beis Hamer. So the psak was a good psak. So several of those gzeiras had to do with this. So there is a din midirabbanan that if a tumas hagviya, gviya means a body, gimel vav yud yud hey, tumas hagviya. There's a din midirabbanan that if I eat ochlim tameim or I drink mashkim tameim, it makes my body tomei. Menatora, it's impossible. Menatora, there is no such thing. Because from the four categories of things that are makabel tuma, adam, mekelim, ochlim, and mashkim, so you only have tefillah and mikveh for adam, mekelim. Kli cheres doesn't have tefillah and mikveh, but kelim other than kli cheres that are makabel tuma. Some kelim are just not makabel tuma. Kli gedolim, kli avonim, kli adoma are not makabel tuma. Period. But those that are makabel tuma all have tefillah and mikveh with the exception of the kli cheres. So the gemara in the last daf, next to the last daf in erev, and the gemara learns that from a pasuk. Kol davar shein lo tara b'mikveh ein anasa av hatuma. Oichlum and mashkim have no tara b'mikveh. Even though water that became tama, you can do hashoke, and the water will become tahor. So every so often, when the Gemara will mention hashoke, Rashi will give you a long dissertation, and I'll chazer over the whole chadgadya for you, that you shouldn't think that water that's tama has tefillah b'mikveh. No, has no tefillah b'mikveh. Hashoke is a din of zriya. That let's say if you have a potato that was mekabel tuma and you plant it in the ground and it takes root, so once it takes root, it's attached to the ground. It's mechuba lekarka. Mechuba lekarka cannot be mekabel tuma, and if it was tummy before you planted it and it takes root, the tuma disappears. There's no such thing as mechuba lekarka. There's going to be tummy. So Rashi always says you shouldn't think that hashoka means if you have water that's tummy, you pour it into the mikveh. It has tarav mikveh. Water doesn't have tarav mikveh. No, ochlam ashkim. haftar the mikveh. It's a din of zriya. When you pour water into a mikveh, there's a pasuk in Navi that says v'zareh mayim al pnei chotzet, al pnei chutzes. So it's considered as if the water that's hushak, the meir hashoket, the tomedik of water to the mei mikveh, as if it's zaru, as if it's planted in the mikveh. So that's why the Chasam Sofer came up with the Chumrah. But Moshe says it's against the Mishnayos and it's against the Tosefta's. But the Chasam Sofer came up with the Chumrah, and all the mikvahs all over the world, everybody's machmir for this Chasam Sofer. When you have Maim Shuvim and you do Hashoket, if you have Maim Tmeim and you do Hashoket, the water becomes Torah. If you have Maim Shuvim and you do Hashoket, so then it's acceptable also for the mikvah. But you don't consider Maim Shuvim anymore. So how exactly do they do Hashoket? So the Pashto says you have one bar next to the other bar, and you have a neck of Hashoket that's Mechaber in between. So that's the Hashoket. So the Chasam Sofer said, no, that since Hashoket works Midin Zriya, that's where Rashi always writes in Midin Zriya, so how do you plant something? If I want potatoes to grow, I'm going to put the potato on top of the ground. It's not going to grow. You have to put the potato in the ground. You have to have Ofel Amayla Ofel Amata, and on Dalad Ruchas, on all six sides, on top, on bottom, on all the four sides, northeast, southwest. So the Chasam Sofer says, when you do Hashoket, you have to take the Maim Shuvim through a hose. That's what they have. We're choshesh that all the tap water, all the water that comes from the tap is Maim Shuvim, because maybe the pipes had a clay kibble before they were mechubel karka. So we take the hose with the Maim Shuvim, and we have the hose open up in the middle of the mikveh, so there's a room so big with water on top, on bottom, all over the place. The Maim Shuvim comes in the middle, so that's called Zriya. So that's the Chumrah of the Chasam Sofer. You shouldn't just do Hashoket, a bar next to a bar with the neck of Hashoket. You should do Zriya. The Maim Shuvim should be in the middle of the mikveh. So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, Echel Mamashkim, have no tar b'mikveh. Even though there's Hashoket for Maim Tmeim, Rashi said, that's not called Tfila b'mikveh. That's Midin Zriya. And whatever doesn't have tar b'mikveh, if it's not nasa av hatume, so it can't be mitami odem mikelim. Odem mikelim can only become tame if you come in contact with an av, or worse, the avos, or something higher than an av. If he comes in contact with the rishon, told us, rishon sheni, it's not mekabel tume. So ochel memashkim, if I eat ochel memashkim, my definition can never be an av hatume. Ein lo tar b'mikveh. It can't be an av hatume. It can't be mitami odem. So the whole thing doesn't exist on the level of the rice. This is one of the chumras that they made. One of the yudches gzeiris was that one who eats ochlem tmeim, shosa mashkim tmeim, makes him tomei, then he can't eat the korban pesach. Okay, so what's the problem? So what's the dovashit tibula b'mashke? So they made a din de rabbanon, stam yadayim shniyah saying. Also, on the level of the rice, it doesn't exist. The whole thing doesn't exist. How can you have the hands of tomei, the rest of the body is tor? Either the whole body is tummy, the whole body is tummy. So that's chumra number one. They say shtam yadayim, person wasn't careful, shtam yadayim shnir. Secondly, how can you have a human being should be a sheni? A human being has to be mekabel tuma from an ava higher. So if he was at a funeral and the mace is avi avais, so the tuma goes down a madrega, he becomes an ava tuma. If you went to the funeral and you became an ava tuma, you shake my hand, I become a rishon tuma. How can I be a sheni? It's impossible. What? I became a sheni because I came in contact with the rishon. A rishon is a told. A told is not metami or the mekem. So on the level of their eyes, the whole thing doesn't exist. But they made this chumer min the rabbanon. It's tam yadayim shniyah saying, and the sheni is also shlishi b'truma. So if a person is going to touch truma, going to touch kachim with tam yadayim, he's going to passel it before you eat truma or before you touch truma. Even if you're not going to eat the truma or the kachim, before you touch truma or kachim, you have to wash until it's yadayim. Because you're not going to wash until it's yadayim. You're going to touch it. It's going to be metame the truma and the kach. So then they made a further chumra. Kol ha-poysel as ha-truma, metame as ha-mashkim liyos tchila. Didn't stam yadayim shniyah saying, if I'll touch the truma with my hands, I'll cause the truma to become nipsal. Because shen yos ha-shlishi by truma. So they made a dim of the rabbanon that if I touch mashkim, if I touch water, the water becomes a rishon l'tumah. My hand is only a sheni. Usually when the tumah is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. That's called told the same lavka yetzibah. The first half of Bava Kama, the Gemara says that told us by Shabbos and told us by Nezikin. Obviously told us means these cases fall under these headings, fall under these categories. But Ovison told us by tumah doesn't mean headings, categories, how you classify things. It means the tumah is transmitted from one to the other, to the other, to the other. Whenever the tumah is transmitted, so by definition, it has to go down a madrega. That's halacha. The Rabbi told us of tumah, it's always told the same. Lavka, it's when the tumah goes down a madrega. Here you have a din, stam yadayim shniyah saying, and when I touch the water becomes a rishon l'tumah. It makes the water into a rishon l'tumah. So if I'm going to eat that, if I'm going to drink, swallow that water, that'll make me into a tamei also, and I won't be able to eat karbonos. So bizman that there used to be nizer and tumah v'tara, so there was an issue. People didn't want to become tamei. There were still people eating truma. There's still people eating karbonos. You can only eat bizman shabbos amigdash ayikam, but there were still people eating truma. And the Gemara says in Chagiga Chavrayim Medakan Begalila, they still had Eifa Parah. You can be Mazed Paraduma water, Shlishi Shvi, and then go to Mikveh even after the Churban Abayis. You can't make a Paraduma after the Churban Abayis, because you have to be Mazed Nochech Pnei Olmoid. But they still had in the Galil. The Gemara says Chavrayah, the religious Jews were Medakan, they were Mimitar themselves in the Galil, they had made Parah. So they were careful regarding in Yoni Tum Mimitar. So there was a din. That when you want to eat, you rinsed off some fruits or some vegetables, and they still have droplets of water on the outside. So used to be a din, you have to wash when you want to eat a dovish and tevulah b'mashke. Why? Because if it's rinsed off and it still has the droplets of water, and your hands are shniyos, some yadayim shniyos saying, so sheni is poisel as hatruma, and kol poisel as hatruma metamis hamashke m'lias tchilos, I'll make the mashke into a rishon. Then I'm going to eat the fruit that this mashke is on. I'm going to swallow the droplets of water. So the water is going to make me tummy. It's going to make me tummy. It's going to be a problem. I want to eat a korban pesach, let's say. Bizman shabbos hamikdash hayikayim. Towards the end of the period of the Bayis Sheni, when they introduced all of these chumras. Person wants to eat truma, he wants to eat kotshim. Bizman hamikdash, he wants to eat maaseh sheni. Bizman shein beis hamikdash chayim, he can't eat maaseh sheni either. You can only eat maaseh sheni when you have a mizbeach bonah. So Bizman Bayis Sheni, people wanted to eat Maaseh Sheni, wanted to eat Truma, Kotchim, you had to be Tohar. So they had a din, you have to wash until the Sedayim before you eat the Dovish and Tevul of Masha, because if you won't, you'll touch the droplets of water, make them into Rishon, you swallow it, and it'll make you Tomin, and then you're going to have a problem. So the Rambam's opinion is that this was a Takana that was instituted, and that's it. So even though Bizman is everybody's Tomin anyway, and there's no way out of it. We don't have any Mei Paraduma. We're all Tamei Mason. A bigger Tumah than this little Tumah the Rabbanon. Kach Tikno Chacham, you got to wash until it's Yadayim, for the Dovish of Tevulah Mamashke, and you got to say a Bracha. Tosfos on Arvei Pesachim says, no, the whole Takana doesn't make any sense, Bizman is there. Everybody's Tamei anyway, Bizman, that there used to be Nizer and Tumah Vatara, there used to be a Din, you have to wash a Dovish of Tevulah Mamashke. Bizman is there, there is no such thing. So how come on Pesach night we do wash for the Dovish and Tevulah of the Mashke? We do wash for the karpas, because we're going to dip the karpas into the salt water. And the karpas, the vegetable, is going to be a Dovish and Tevulah of the Mashke. So the Taz writes, famous line in the Taz, Manishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos. How come on Pesach night we wash with Dovish and Tevulah of the Mashke, and all year long people do not wash when they want to eat fruits that were rinsed off and they have droplets of water? So he says, the answer is that it's wrong. People all year long are doing wrong. From Pesach night, you see that all year long you're doing wrong. You always have to wash with Dovish and Tevulah B'mashke. We should be machmed, the Shulchan Aruch recommends, we should be machmed to wash, like the Rambam, that is a takana, but we're choshish for Tosfos, so we don't say a brach. According to Tosfos, the whole takana of Dovish and Tevulah B'mashke doesn't apply bizman as that, so you don't have to wash at all. According to the Rambam, you've got to wash and say a brach. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends you should do the compromise. The Vilna Gaon followed the Rambam all the way. He said a bracha when he washed with Dovish and Tevulah B'mashke against what it says in Shulchan Aruch, against Tosfos. But the Hamoinam, most people don't follow the Vilna Gaon's practice. So everybody follows what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So we're choshish for the Rambam that the takana washing for Dovish and Tevulah B'mashke still applies to his man is there. But we should be choshish for Shittas HaTosfos that it doesn't apply. But that's why you shouldn't say a bracha. So that's what the Taz says. That from the fact that on Pesach night we still, Bizman Azer, we still wash for Dovish and Tevulah B'mashke, shows that all year long you should do the same. The Netziv, in the introduction to his Haggadah, comes to defend the Minhag HaOlam that people don't wash all year long. So he says, we really follow Shitas Balei HaTosfos, that there's no need for the washing for Dovah Shetavula B'Mashkeh B'Zman Hazeh. And on Pesach night, maybe we wash as a Zecha HaMikdash. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, people wanted to be Tor. He's going to eat the Korban Pesach, he's going to dip with his Yadayim Shnias, going to touch the vegetable and with the droplets of water, so he's going to drink the water, it's going to make him tummy. He won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. He'll have to go to mikveh in the middle of the night. So it's going to be a pain in the neck. So maybe we wash on Pesach night for the Zavish of Tevudah and Mashkeh as a Zecha HaMikdash. In fact, there were Poskim, Yekish, a Poskim who wrote that only the father of the household has to wash with the Karpas. The rest of the participants don't have to. So it's a dead giveaway that it's not that it's really a din of Dovish and Tevilah B'mashke, it's just a Zecha L'Migdash. Make a Zecha L'Migdash. Why does the Netziv have this in the Hakdomet, to his Haggadah? So he says that in Shulchan Aruch they say the minig is that the father of the household who is saying the Haggadah wears a kittel on Pesach night. So what is the kittel all about? So the Magen Avraham says the kittel is Yaskelo Yama Misa. The kittel is what we bury the mason in. And on Pesach night, we have the most elaborate. You use the golden trays and the silver trays, and if you have a mashkan from a goy that you're not allowed to use, so you take the mashkan, you beautify the table, you have the most expensive kelim. And even though all year long we say you should invite a little bit zecha l'churban, the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't have a full course meal, and you shouldn't have all the most beautiful, luxurious plates and so on. On Pesach night, is as mancher v'seinu, so we go overboard and we do everything in style. So in order that it shouldn't get to us, we shouldn't sin. We're living in such luxury, with such chayrus, so we want to remind ourselves, yaskelo yamamis. So that's why the Magen Avraham says, what if one is in avelos? What if one is still in Yud Beis Chodesh? Usually if one is in shloshim, so Yantav comes and they cancel shloshim, so he's not in avelos. But if one is an Avelus for a parent, and the Avelus is not cancelled when the Yontif comes, so he doesn't have to have a reminder of the Yom HaMisa. The Misa is in front of his eyes, he's still in the middle of Avelus. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Magen Avraham that then there's no need, then you don't have to wear a kid. The Vilna Goyen, the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva Balozhin. Balozhin, the Yeshiva lasted 90 years, from 1801 to 1891. And the Netziv was there, he was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39 years. And he was the one who decided with Rav Chaim, with the other Rabbanim, to close the yeshiva. Because the government was pressuring them so much to limit the learning. So they felt that it's not a yeshiva. So the Netziv was in Balozhin. They had all the traditions from the Vilna Gaon. So he quotes that the Vilna Gaon said, the reason why you wear a kittel, he doesn't think that it's Yaskele Amamisa. He's going to go to his head. He's going to see all the luxury and the beauty of all the Pesach Dikei Kelim. Vilna Gaon thought that when they ate the Korban Pesach, you don't have to wear big day kuhuna. When you eat Korban Pesach, Levim and Yisrael also eat Korban Pesach. You only wear big day kuhuna. Kohanim wear in the Beis HaMikdash when they're doing Avodah. But Vilna Gaon found it hard to believe that they wore the regular suit, the regular jacket when they ate Korbanos. Big day Shabbos, big day Yontif. Okay, they wore their regular big day Yontif and they ate the carbon. You don't have to have something special. So the Gemara discusses in Tainus in the first paragraph, Meshi Meshmeshe, Kol Shivas Yimea Milu, Parsha Shmini, from Shmini Limelo Iman, Aaron HaKohen to go over with the big day Kuna. The first 7 days, the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar, Shivas Yimea Milu, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. So the Didim of big day Kuna is only Aaron Abonov. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear big day kuhuna. But the Gemara says, the Gemara thought it doesn't make sense that he wore his regular suit, that he wore all day long. That's the suit that he wore when he did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, no, must have been a chaluk lovan. It must have had a special kittel, a white kittel, to symbolize the purity and tahara and so on. So the Vilna Gaon thought that was probably the practice when the Oyle B'Golem used to come to eat the Korban Pesach. They probably also wore a white kittel to represent the fact that they had to go to mikveh, they had to be tahar, to eat the Korban Pesach with Gusha of tahar. So the Vilna Gaon thought that even one is in Avelus also, that the idea of wearing a kittel has nothing to do with Yaskala Yom HaMisa. He thought that it's a Zecha L'Migdash. He's reconstructing. It never says it in the Gemara. he thinks that they probably were a chaluk lavan when he used to eat the carbon pesach. So that's what the Netziv quotes this in his Hakdamah to his Haggadah, Imri Shefer, it's called. And then he says he thinks maybe that's the answer to the Tassus Kasha. Manashtana alayla zemikol alayla. How come all year long we don't bother to wash with Dovashit full of mashke? Now Pesach night we do. And Shulchan Aruch says, like the Tat, you should wash all year long and not say a bracha. But the minig olam is that most people do not wash. Why do they wash on Pesach night? So he says that Zechel HaMikdash. And in fact, that's what some poskim can even say. Only the father of the household has to wash. The others don't have to wash. Yeah. What is the karpas all about? You say, bori pri adam, and you eat a little bit of vegetable. Yishami says it should be a green vegetable. Some people, so years ago, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, when Jews were moving to America, so they didn't know, they didn't even know bananas grow on a tree. It's a shiloh, what do you say, adam or not? So some of the rabbonim went out of their way to use a banana for karpas to teach the public that bananas are adam. Some people use radishes for all kinds of potatoes for karpas. People are hungry, so they start eating potatoes for karpas. So the Yishami says that karpas should be a green vegetable. It shouldn't be potatoes, and it shouldn't be radishes, and it shouldn't be bananas. It's supposed to be a green vegetable. If you got no choice, they use potatoes. Okay, but more correct is it should be a green vegetable. So what's the karpas all about? Thank you.
So that shows that you didn't do it all year. That was the karpas, the dipping. In other words, the fact, how can the Taz say that's derived from the professor, from the Seder that...
No, the dipping you don't do all year long, yeah. The Taz says you should wash until it's a dime all year long. But usually after Kiddush, you're a god by ready, say Hamoitzi. You have to have Kiddush B'makom Suda. People make a mistake. I live here near the Columbia Hospital, Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. So a lot of people on Pesach night, they want to go have part of the Seder in the hospital. So they have half the Seder at home, and then till Gual Yisrael, Asher Gualono, and then they go to the hospital, and they say, have the second half of the Seder there. Or they have the first half of the Seder there, then they go home and have the second half. That's a violation of the din of Kiddush B'makom Suda. Wherever you say Kiddush, that's where you have to eat. So normally, all year long, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, make Kiddush and you wash HaMotzi right away. On Pesach night, we say Kiddush and we say Karpas. Well, what's going on? So it's Kiddush Yish Latinog. You're supposed to say HaMotzi right away. But even on Pesach night, you don't say HaMotzi right away. You have to say Kiddush in the same location where you're going to have the HaMotzi later on. You need Kiddush and Makom Sudim. Or sometimes young married couples, so they live, their in-laws live, the parents and the in-laws live a few blocks away from each other, but they have the first half of the Seder by these parents, second half of the Seder by the other parents. You can't do that. You have to have Kiddush B'makom Suda. It's like every Yom Tov. Unless you're prepared to say Kiddush, and then into the meal, you have to say HaMotzi and eat, and then in the middle of the meal, you can go continue eating by someone else. You can do that if you want to.
Even with that, isn't with bread, matzah or bread, it's to make bracha on random kolman, no?
Right.
Even if you did have, let's say, you started to eat bread, wouldn't you have to go back to the original place to bench?
No, if you're going to continue to eat matzah in a new location, so then that's bimkoma. You have to bench where you had some bread. So you have a little bread over there.
Wouldn't that be only for Ashkenazim? I think for Sephardim, they can't. They ask them, you can't continue in a different location. I think it's only the Ramah.
Don't remember? I don't know. In this Gilgal, I wasn't Sephardi. I don't know. So Taisus in Psochim, and Rabbi Psochim quotes the comment of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. It's a funny name, Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. So they translate into Hebrew, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, the good boy. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says that the reason why you have karpas is in order to cover the morer with the Dvar Pri Hadam. Because when you're going to eat the morer in the middle of the meal, after you say Amoitza, you really should say Bar Pri Hadama over the Morer. Because a normal person doesn't eat bitter herbs in the middle of a meal. You eat vegetable salad, you eat all kinds of things. Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Hasuda are covered with the Bracha of Hamoitza. But bitter vegetables, what normal person eats bitter vegetables in the middle of a meal? So you really should have to say Bar Pri Hadama. But you're going to have to say Asher Kishanim B'Sasudvano Al Achilas Morer. So to say both bar pi adama and achilas maror on the same vegetable in the middle of the meal, that'll be a violation of chavilas chavilas. Einayse mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So therefore, they instituted that you should have karpas earlier. You say bar pi adama on the karpas, and you have in mind that this bracha should cover the maror in the middle of the meal. Tosis is very unhappy about this comment of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. They say that it's wrong. They say that the maror is covered with the hamoitzi because it's dvarm haboy machmas al suda for one of two reasons. The Tosis in Brochus and the Tosis in Psochem give two different reasons. One place Tosis writes that it's on the menu. Whether you like it or not, it says on the Chumash, you have to eat matzah and you have to eat maror and lechatchila in that order. So since the halacha requires that you should first say hamoitzi in the middle of the meal, you should eat the maror, even though it's not normal to eat bitter vegetables in the middle of the meal, but tonight, that's on the menu, so you have to. So it's al pidin dvar mahaboy machmas al suda. Then Tosis gives in the other mesich, that Tosis writes another comment, no, what do you mean bitter herbs? Who eats? We don't eat such bitter stuff. We eat the romaine lettuce. No, lettuce is normal. Lettuce is dvar mahaboy machmas al suda. A lot of times all year long people eat lettuce in the middle of the meal. So Metzias, it's dvar mahaboy machmas al suda. You don't have to say, halachically, it's on the menu, al pidin, and therefore it became the Ramayim. So Tosis disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. They think the whole thing is incorrect. What does Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Kadeshi Yishalo Atinoikas. The Gemara says, Kadeshi Yishalo Atinoikas. Why do you give a whole different shot? The Mestama, he meant like this. The Gemara is asking, why do you move up the Karpas right after the Kiddush? After Gaul Yisrael, after you finish the second cup of wine. You're about to wash hamaitzi, so say bar pi adama, have a little karpas. Have in mind that the bar pi adama should cover the maror that you're going to eat in another 2 minutes after saying hamaitzi. Why do you move up the karpas all the way before yachatz, before magid? What's the need to move it up so far? So that's what the Gemara says, to do adava tamua, kidei sheyishalo atinoikas. That the children will ask, what's going on, manish tana lailas, and normally have kiddush makom suda right after kiddush yisa hamaitzi right away. And here all of a sudden you're eating karpas. You should wash right away. So we move up the karpas earlier, Kadesh Yishalat Tanoikas. But why do you need karpas in the first place? So the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim thinks it's not because of Kadesh Yishalat Tanoikas. He thinks because you don't want to say both the Brocha Bar Pi Adom and Achilas Moror over the same bit of vegetable because that would be a violation of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So Tosis disagrees with the whole thing of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim because the Gemara asks, once you wash until it's time for the davish tevula b'mashke, for the karpas, so why have to wash again later on when you're about to eat the matzah? You already washed until it's time before. So the Gemara says, no, but it's such, since it's such a long haggadah, there's going to be a hesach hadas. So Tosis understood the Gemara that is really a hesach hadas from eating. How can you say the bar pi adama, but the karpas covers the maror, what Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim said? The Gemara said it's a Hesach Hadas. The Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, Tosis said Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim understood the Gemara differently. There's a Hesach Hadas from Shmiras Hayadayim, but there's no Hesach Hadas from eating the food. He's looking in the Haggadah, and the Haggadah it says, when you say Bar Pi Adama and the Karpas have in mind the Maror, so he knows that Maror is coming later. So there's no Hesach Hadas from the eating. Maybe there's a Hesach Hadas because there's so much Haggadah to be recited. There's a Hesach Hadas from Shmiras Hayadayim. So the Tosfos thinks, no, that it's a hesach hadas from eating as well. And you really should have said another bar pi adama over the maror in the middle of the meal, if not for the fact that it's really dvarm haboim machmas asuda. And Tosfos says, if you're going to eat, since it's a hesach hadas, if you're going to eat a kazayis of karpas, then you have to say bar nefashis afterwards. If I have vegetables right before eating a meal, and I plan to continue to eating vegetables in the middle of the meal, so because the bar pi adama I said on the vegetables before the meal will go on the vegetables in the middle of the meal as well, and the vegetables in the middle of the meal will be covered with the birchas hamazon at the end, so that'll cover even the vegetables that I ate before the meal as well. Yeah, but over here, if you had karpas an hour ago, then you're going to have maror in the middle of the meal, so it seems that that's a hesach hadas. That's not a hemshech. The maror should have really required its own brocha bar pi adama, if not for the fact that we really label it as dvarm haboy machmas asuda. So then that's what the Rishonim called the Maram Rutenberg is saying. Maram Rutenberg is the end of the Tkufas Bali HaTosis, and Agos Maimini, quotes the Maamar Ritmer, who thinks that you should be davka not eat a kazayis of karpas. If you eat a kazayis of karpas, so according to the test, you have to say bar nefashos afterwards, because it's going to be hesach hadas till you're going to eat the mara in the middle of the meal, and the benching will cover the mara, but it won't cover the karpas, because that was way before, and there was hesach hadas in between. So that's the recommendation of the Maram Rutmer. You should be machmer in both directions for the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim and for the Shitas Baliatosis. When you say the Bar Piyadam on the karpas, you have in mind that this bracha should cover the mara that you're going to eat later. And you're careful not to eat a kazayis, because if you eat a kazayis, then according to Tosfos, you'll require a bar nefashos afterwards.
How could you say,
we say brachas over the matzah, hamoitzi and alachilas matzah, right? Right. So that's what Tosfos disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, and that's not chabilas chabilas. So in Shulchan Aruch, though, Mechaba quotes the Rishonim and say, when you say hamoitzi alachilas matzah, you should eat two kezaisim. One kezais for the mitzvah of Sudash Yontif, Sudash Shabbos, Sudash Yontif, and one kezais for the mitzvah of matzah. These are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Sudas Yontif, and there's a separate mitzvah of matzah. Other Hashem disagree. It's Haidu Hach. On Pesach night, the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif is the raisa that you need matzah. Matzah is the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. But this Hashem hold no, you need two kazais from the two different mitzvahs. So the Hamoitzi goes on one kazais, and Achilas Matzah goes on the other kazais. That's how, so apparently that's Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim will assume. But if you're going to eat one kazais of a karpas, and one kazais of mora, you're going to say two brachas. So you're using the same kazayis to serve as the heftah shal mitzvah for the reciting of the Birchas Hanenin. That's a mitzvah to recite the Birchas Hanenin when you eat vegetables. And then that same kazayis is serving as the heftah shal mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of morah. So that he thinks, or Yosef Zvelna thinks, that that's a violation of chabilas chabilas. Tosis says, no, how can it be?
The chorah, it must have been the
mitzvahs
back then, was that the romaine lettuce wasn't wrong part of a meal. Or if someone said what he said, but nowadays it always—it's a regular salad. So far he'd agree nowadays, the chorah that this vada I know bracha on the morah during the meal, and then it would make sense to eat a kazayis of karpas b'dafka because of the Rambam and the Gruch, and say bring in the fashion, so then you're fine. But the chorah, and it's well, and no one does that. So why would we do that? Because the chashish Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim that it's not a hesach hadas.
So you shouldn't say burn the fashas because you plan to eat vegetables in the middle of the meal.
No, but we not have bracha on that nowadays because no one has a bracha on lettuce during the meal. You would agree with that? For those who develop one tall person nowadays, make a bracha on a salad after a motzi.
Correct.
So if you're not having a bracha, then there's no you don't need a hamshem. It's like having noodles and noodles.
Why? If you started eating some food before the meal, then you can continue to eat that food in the middle of the meal, and that food could have been covered with hamotzi. But I have to upset a mezainis on the noodles before the meal. I said hadama, who eats on the vegetable and fruit before the meal. Then I continue to eat that food or vegetable, whatever, in the middle of the meal. Then just like the food in the middle of the meal is covered with the bracha achrena of the benching, then the food that I ate before would also be covered. So according to the Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, that there's no hesach hadas, there will be a bracha levatola to say the bar nefashos after eating the karpas. So that's what the Maamar Rutmer recommends. You should eat less than a kazayis. So in the Rambam it says when you eat karpas, you should eat a kazayis. And in the Rambam, on the same page, when the Rambam says that you eat mora, after you eat matzah, eat mora, it doesn't say you have to have a kazayis. So the Hagos Maamar quotes, isn't there something strange over here? Why do you need a kazayis of karpas? How come the Rambam didn't say you need a kazayis of mora? The Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes says you need a kazayis of mora. So the Hagos Maimon, he quotes the Maharam Rutmer, he thinks that it's probably a mistake in the Ksav Yad of the Rambam, that line that you need a kazayis belongs 20 lines later. It doesn't belong by karpas, it should say when you eat the mara. Karpas doesn't need kazayis. When you eat the mara, there you need a kazayis. Okay, so that's the way they recommend the Shulchan Aruch. You should say huadama over the karpas. Have in mind that this should cover the mora as well. You're right, that Bizmana said there's no issue. The mora would certainly be covered with the amaitzah, because a lot of times we have a vegetable salad. We have lettuce in the middle of the meal. It's very normal. But still, that's Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says. You should, the barpi adama and the karpas should cover the mora. And then you should dafka be careful to eat less than the kazayis. Yeah?
Yeah, Don't we make two brachos every time you say Kiddush at night on Friday night?
Taisus kasha on Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. So the Netziv wants to say that apparently Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim thinks that Baruch Pi Hagafen is an integral part of the Kiddush. It's not just necessary for the Brichas Hanenin, that you have a lot of drink and wine if you didn't say Brichas Hanenin. It's considered an integral part of the Kiddush. In what way? Because Kiddush, we say Hashem created the world, and Borei Pri Hagafen, Hashem created the Pri Hagafen. So we're talking about the Bria. I don't know, how does the Borei Pri Hagafen blend in to be part of the Kiddush on Yontif? Yontif, you don't talk about the creation of the world. Shabbos, you talk about the creation of the world. So there you have to say differently. It's Kach Tikno Chachamim, that the Borei Pri Hagafen is an integral part of every Bracha Lakos, not only because Kiddush on Shabbos, you're talking about creation. Because Bracha Lakos, you got to have Borei Pri Hagafen, not only mitam Brichas Hanenin, you need it mitam Kiddush. That's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. That's the pashtus, the machlokes, where the mechaber and the Rambam, where they say Borei Pri Hagafen over the second cup and over the fourth cup of wine. There was no hesach hadas. According to most of Hashem, there was no hesach hadas between the first cuss and the second cuss. There was no hesach hadas between the third and the fourth cuss. So the mechaber says you don't say Borei Pri Hagafen. No hesach hadas, no need for Borei Pri Hagafen. And the Rambam is saying no. Why? So some Rishonim say because there is hesach hadas. They'll say, no hesach hadas. That's the halacha. Whenever you say bracha lakos, you got to say Borei Pri Hagafen, whether you need it or not. Even though Borei Pri Hagafen is not needed in Hilchos Brichos Hanenin, that's the halacha. Whenever you say a bracha lakos, you must say Borei Pri Hagafen. But that's in Hilchos Shabbos, that's a discussion. What if a person is sitting and drinking wine on Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, and you already daven mincha early, and now he wants to make Kiddush? Is it necessary to recite again Borei Pri Hagafen? So many, but the Rishonim say it's not necessary. So it means that Borei Pri Hagafen is only there for the Brichas Hanenin Shabbo. Not that it's an integral part of the Kiddush, even though you don't need it. So that's a contradiction. How come on Pesach night we say the second, the Ramos Machin, the second and the fourth Kaisis need a Borei Pri Hagafen? Because every Bracha Lakos needs a Borei Pri Hagafen, even though it's not needed in Hilchos Brichas Hanenin. So how come by Kiddush on Friday night, if they're sitting and drinking wine, he wants to say Kiddush, I'd say, you don't have to say Borei Pri Hagafen. It's only needed for the Brichas Hanenin Shabbo. So that's a problem. That is a major problem. Yeah, what is Yachatz all about? So the Maharam Li Prague explains in his commentary on Haggadah that the Gemara has two drushes on the phrase Lechem Oni. One drush is Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvarim Harbe. You should have matzah on the table when you're going to tell Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. And the other drush is Lechem Oni Prusa. Madakar Shalani B'Prusa. Avkame Prusa. Then on Pesach night, usually we say it's always a Hida mitzvah to do something with a Shlema as opposed to a Prusa. All year long, when you say Hamoitzi, you have a choice. You can either say Hamoitzi on a Shlema, on a Pas Shlema, not Shabbos Yontem, on the weekdays. You can either say Hamoitzi on a Pas Shlema or on a Prusa, on a slice of Challah. A Challah that's half missing. So the Gemara says, even if I have a Challah so big, but it's not a shleima, it's preferable to say hamotzi on the shleima, which is smaller. Even though the shleima is smaller than the prusa. So there's a hider always to do a mitzvah on the shleima as opposed to a prusa. It's a hider mitzvah. But on Pesach night, the hider is fakeret. We want that it should be called lechemoni. So madakri shalani beprusa, afkam beprusa. So the Marami Prak says, since we want to recite the Haggadah, we want to recite the Haggadah lechem shanam olam dvarim harbei, that's why it's called lechem oni. So you want that lechem, which is going to be Olam HaRabe, should be Prusa. We combine the two drushes together. So that's why Yachatz takes place. We break the matzah. We have a Prusa on the table to enable us to recite the Haggadah. What exactly is the Haggadah? So the Gemara says, well, we spoke a little bit about the Shedus Tshuvas regarding Mitzvah Salayla that we spoke about. And then the Mishnah also says, you should be mascha b'gnus and mesayim mishvach. You should bring out the contrast that originally our situation used to be very poor, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us, and he improved the situation considerably. So what exactly are you supposed to do? Mascha b'gnus and mesayim mishvach. So that's how it says in the Mishnah. Mishnahs were edited by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So the two outstanding students of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rabbi Shmuel, had a machlekes. What does it mean? Mascha b'gnus and mesayim mishvach. The one said, Avodim Hayino Vayotzeino Hashem Elkeinu Mishom. The other one says, No, B'tchilo Avdei Avodizara Hayo Avoseinu V'achsho Kevona Hamokam L'Avodosai. So Stam Mitzapela, what do you mean? They both learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he taught Mishnayis. And they came up with two different pshatim. What did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi say when he was teaching that in the Mishnayos? Which one did he say? We, Lamaisa, we say two Haggadahs. We say both Avonim Hayinu VaYotzei Hashem Mitzrayim, Mitchila Avdei Avodah Zarah Hayavaseinu. We say two different Haggadahs. But what did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi say? Why is it so unclear over here? It's a very strange. How can you have a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel? What pshat in the Mishnah? They both learned in the same class. When they marked the papers, so what's the correct answer? So one marked the paper like he marked the paper the other way. So there's a Me'iri in the beginning of Bava Kamma, quoted by the Sheet of Mekubet. It says on the opening Mishnah, there are Bavas Nezikin. So one of them is Maveh. He said, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, where the Maveh is Adam, a Maveh is Hashem. So the Me'iri asked, how can you have a machlokes? They both learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So how did he teach them? He has an interesting historical suggestion. He says there must have been an old tradition that Arba Avos Nezikin had. And there were two versions of what the Arba Avos Nezikin were. So one version had it, one of them is Adam, and Keren Shem Beregel is counted as one of the Arba Avos Nezikin. The other tradition had it, no, Arba Avos Nezikin by Niske Mamen, Adam when Adam is separate. Arba Avos Nezikin by Niske Adam, and Shane is one, and Karen is another one. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi worded the Mishnah in such a way, he picked the strange word, Maveh, and the Gemara says, where did the word come from? Where did he dig up this word? So the Gemara says, there are psukim in Tanakh, that the word Maveh sometimes has the connotation of Adam, and sometimes has the connotation of Shane. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi picked the word Maveh to preserve both of the traditions. So those who have the tradition, one of the Arba Avos Nezikin is Adam, so the word Maveh can mean Adam. Those who have the tradition that Shen should be one of the Arba Avos Nezikin, carrying another one, so Maveh will mean Shen. So the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is, which of the old two traditions makes more sense? It has to be like that. How can it be a Machlekes? What did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi teach them? Totally different pshatim, whether Maveh is Adam, Maveh is Hashem. So it's an interesting suggestion what he says, that there were old traditions of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnayos, he worded the Mishnayos in such a way as to continue to preserve the both traditions. So it could be over here also, the Mishnah writes, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnayos in such a vague fashion, Maschal Begnus and Messiah Mishrach, and it doesn't say exactly what. So one version had it, Avodim Hayinu, Vayotzei El Hashem Mitzrayim, the other version had it, Mitchila Abdei Abed Zara, Hayavisenu, Rashi Karvara, Makmal Abedasa. So we say both, we say two Haggadahs, two different Haggadahs. Yeah, how was that Yetzias Mitzrayim? Tchilu Abda Avodazari Hai Vaseinu Achshe Karvan Amakim La Vedosa Avodim Hayinu Vaitzei Ere Shem Mitzrayim. Makes sense. That's CP Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Tchilu Abda Avodazari, how was that Yetzias Mitzrayim? So they quote in the name of Radalvala Salavetchik that the Pesukim Sein Chumash, that the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not merely for the political freedom. The Jews were marching 50 years ago in Selma, Alabama. The Orthodox, the Conservative, the Reform, I think Rabbi Riskin must have been there. No? All the rabbis were there. Everybody, the Jews are always the Civil Liberty Union, the Communist Revolution. The Jews are always at the forefront of fighting for freedom. But that's an elementary level of freedom. That's political freedom. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, want you to be the leader and you should bring about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, no, I'm not a politician. I don't speak Egyptian. I'm a kvat peh. I'm not a good speaker. You have to be a public speaker. Rosh Shlom said, I don't want, I'm not interested, just in the political freedom. I want the Yetzias Mitzrayim should lead up to Maimon Hasina. I need a Rosh Yeshiva. I need a Malamed. You are the best one for the job. That's how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not fit for the job, I'm not a politician. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want a politician. The Iker of the Gulas Mitzrayim is the Maimon Hasina. So that's what they say in the name of the Rav Soloveitchik, that the opinion in the Gemara that you say, Mitchila Abdei Avodazara Hoya Avosein of Achshe Kavara Amakim Lavidosa, is because the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead up to the Maimon Hasinai. So that's, we should talk about the punchlines that we say in the earlier generations, our forefathers, our ancestors, these who worship Avodah Zarah. And then the Rebbe Shalom took us to Maimon HaSinai and he gave us the Torah. So that's the purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we tell the story about the Tanoim that they stayed up all night? Until the Talmidim told Shacharis, to emphasize the idea that Talamaba the Saper Mitzias Mitzrayim Hareza Mishubach. Why is it that? How do you know Talamaba the Saper? So the Baal HaGod explains why. We said yesterday, because every night we pask, and every night there's a mitzvah. Every night there's a chiyuv to mention Zechivas Yetziyat Mitzrayim. So what's different on Pesach night that in addition to the mitzvah of Zechivas Yetziyat Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah of Haggadah of Sipi Yetziyat Mitzrayim? So the answer is, it has to be more elaborate. That's the whole difference. Kol Amar B'Lisapar Eizah Meshubah. So we tell the story about the Tanoim. In our religion, we look up to the Talmid Chachamim as Tzadikim. So we look at the way they acted, and we assume that they acted properly. In the United States government, it's not necessarily so. You have senators that are being indicted on cheating, on using the president that is being investigated. He's using public funds for this purpose, for that purpose, illegally. You have big congressmen, big judges, big lawyers, and so on, who violate all the din of the machusa. They don't pay taxes and so on. But yes, if the rabbi is not doim al malach Hashem tzvokas, you don't look up to him as a rabbi. The rabbi has to be angelic, has to be a tzaddik. So when we have talmid chacham and we look up to them, and we assume whatever they do is kazer rebbe kadesh. We're supposed to do the same. So we tell the story. They were saying CPT and sign all night long. So what they waste their time for? Obviously, the kol amar b'lisaper is a meshubach. And the reason why is because otherwise you don't understand. Every night of the year there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's different on Pesach night? So it must be that there are differences, and one of the, that's what we mentioned yesterday, the three differences, right? So one of the differences is that it should be Kol Amar B'Lisapar HaReiza Meshubach. You should tell the story more by Arichas. Mishnah records that the correct way to fulfill, Stam it's a Takona the Rabbanan, it's not a Din the Reis, Stam the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is in the form of Talmud Torah. We should recite the Parsha of Arami Avidovi and Darshan. Darshan means take every phrase and give the commentary of the Torah Shabbat Peh, what the connotation of that phrase is. So we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim in a specific form of Talmud Torah by combining Torah Shabbat with Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. The Rishonim say, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu Baruch Shanos and Tar Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, is a nusach of Birchas HaTorah. Why do you have to say Birchas HaTorah? When we woke up in the morning, we said Birchas HaTorah. It covers all the learning all day long. So the Agos Maimini quotes Aloche, if a person just said Birchas HaTorah, he came into shul late. On Sheni Mechamishi, on Shabbos, comes in late, and he said Birchas HaTorah, and they give him an aliyah. So he says again Birchas HaTorah, a minute later. What is he saying again? Birchas HaTorah. He just said Birchas HaTorah, just walked into the shul. So the answer is, he said Birchas HaTorah to say Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha, to say a couple of psukim, Ilodom She'en Lahem Shir. But now that there's a Takonas Kris HaTorah, that's a new form of Talmud Torah, so that requires a new Birchas HaTorah. Whenever a person has to learn with a new form of Limud HaTorah, then we require another Birchas HaTorah. So the Hagos Maimini quotes that Rashi used to come to shul early, used to sit and learn. And then when the tzibur came and they were all saying Zem Mekayma, so Rashi would say Birchas HaTorah before he would start learning in the morning. Then when the tzibur would come, they would all be doing Talmud Torah Barabim, they would all recite Zem Mekayma together, Rashi would say another Birchas HaTorah. Because now he's fulfilling Talmud Torah Barabim. So we don't follow that Rashi, but that's what it's based on. Even though one already recited Birchas HaTorah, but when he's going to do a new form of Talmud Torah, like Talmud Torah Barabbi, and first he was doing Talmud Torah B'yochid, and now they're all saying together in unison, so then Rashi felt that you need a new Birchas HaTorah. On Pesach night, we recite this, Baruch Shanos and Torah L'Amisov Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, it's a nusach of Birchas HaTorah, because there's a special takana to fulfill Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim in this specific form of combining Torah Shemichsav with Torah Shabbat Peh. Why was there a half a minute that one might think that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sif Mitzim Tzim Yochel Merosh Chodesh? Why Merosh Chodesh? So the Sivis and the Sagot explains, because the whole Chodesh was Nikva as the Chodesh HaGu'ula. So one might have thought that starting from Rosh Chodesh, Tamalema b'yoyim ha'hu, Ibayim ha'hu yochel mebod yom, why would one think on Yud Dalet mebod yom in connection with what? So the Nesivis thinks in connection with Shechitas HaPesach. You have to have something, but was there. So one might have thought in connection with Shechitas HaPesach. So then the Tanoim come to the conclusion, they think that's not enough. It has to be B'sho Sheish Matzma Menach Mofanecho, has to be in conjunction with Achilas HaPesach. So that's what we discussed yesterday. The Gemara says that Bizman HaZed is no Korban Pesach, and Mor is only the Rabbanon, and Matzah is a Machloikis HaMoroim, where the Matzah Bizman HaZed is the Raisa the Rabbanon. So one would have held that Matzah Bizman HaZed the Rabbanon, so there are no Mitzvahs HaLayla. So there's no Baba Zed, so the whole CPTS Mitzayim would only be Med the Rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara says. We paskin matzah bezman hazeh deraisa. So therefore, CPTS Mitzrayim is still deraisa because there is Baba Zeh. B'shosh sheish matzah munachas lefanecha. But if you don't have, let's say, for years, many of the Jews in Russia didn't have any matzah. They didn't have any matzah. So they had more than enough mor, but didn't have any matzah. So there's no CPTS Mitzrayim deraisa. It's not enough just that there's a chi of matzah minatah. You have that be poel mamish. Shoshem matzah mam menachem lofanecha. There's something that you can marry bets. Ba'chodesh l'alachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu shold Moshe Rabbeinu de levonim. Zeh ma'aseh now. Kadosh Baruch Hu shold Moshe Rabbeinu de menorah. What it's supposed to look like. Whenever it says zeh, something that you can point to. So it's not sufficient that there's a chi of minchas chinuch points out. Not sufficient that there was a chi of to eat for the refuseniks in Russia. There was a chiyuv to eat matzah deraisa. That's not enough. You have to have a poel mamish. Munachem lefanecha. Otherwise, it's not called Baba Zeh. Rabbi Kivegar on the Mishnayis and Brochas points out why there's a shina. He quotes in Achrein. Why is there a shina loshen over here? The Tanhu Darshan's kol, the word kol is a ribui. So the Tanhu Darshan's kol, halelos, that's a weepak. It says, kol mechayecha halelos. Why does he use the Lashon Lahavi, and by Leilas it doesn't say Lahavi? So Rabbi Kivega points it out that there's a Shina Lashon over here. So they say the name of Adalva LaSalavetchik, that there's a major difference over here. That Imechayecha Hayamim, Koyimechayecha Halelos, are two different Chiyuvim. There's a Chiyuv to recite the third Parsha and Shema in the morning, and Shachris, and the Chiyuv is separate Chiyuv to recite in Ma'ariv as well. So that's a different Chiyuv. But when you say, if you hold that kol is not coming to be Marbe Leilo, it's rather coming to Limos HaMashiach, so then it's being Marbe that the mitzvah that applies Bizman HaZeh will continue to exist. L'Havi Limos HaMashiach. The mitzvah will still be Noig then after Limos HaMashiach. But if you're saying Halelos, you can't say L'Havi Halelos. You can say L'Rabbis Halelos. The word kol is a ribuy. He could have said the rabbis are but can't say lahavi. Lahavi means to include lahavi, the Moshe HaMashiach. The same din will apply then as applies Bizman HaZeh. So it's not the same kind of a ribuy. It's a totally different kind of a ribuy. The Tzlach, he asks, how come the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, and he doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim every night? So the simple answer, the Menachas Chinuch talks about, the simple answer is that the Rambam wrote the first half of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he gives you the 14 klolim, what belongs in the Sefer Mitzvahs, what not. So he says, only including mitzvahs that are lefi pshuto shel mikra. Whatever is only a drasha of Torah Shem Alpeh, he's not going to include. So the Pashta says, at this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, l'man tizcha shem tzeisam ekayim echayecho, l'man tasker, that's not pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra is l'man tizkar. This is an additional drasha of the Torah Shem Alpeh. An additional level of interpretation. So that's why you don't count it. So that's why I think that Tzlach himself suggests that answer, that it doesn't deserve to be counted, because there's only a drosha of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Rambam postulated he's gonna dig up 613 mitzvahs lefi pshuto shel mikra. And Meshem Rab Chaim, there's one famous answer, and another answer that's not so well known. So the famous answer of Meshem Rab Chaim is that the Rambam writes, you only count those mitzvahs that are noig l'doros. Whatever is only harashah doesn't belong in the minyan mitzvahs. So since we paskin that by laila you mukhiv to say itzias mitzrayim, so Allah says lover there won't be a chiyuv. So that's called a harashah mitzvah that only applies for a few thousand years is a harashah. When is it a mitzvah hanoheges l'doros? Even if the Mashiach will come, the mitzvah will still apply. That's a mitzvah hanoheges l'doros. So that's the famous answer of B'Shem Rav Chaim. Then Rav Soloveitchik published another answer of B'Shem Rav Chaim, that somehow the relatives in Eretz Yisrael never heard of the other answer. So he spent a lot of effort and energy discussing this first answer and the second answer. The second answer specifically, that perhaps the Rambam, Ribbagadim points out that there are four different opinions how much of Kriya Shema is Deraisa. So the Ramban's opinion is Pasuk Rishon is Deraisa, the rest is Rabban. Rashi's opinion is Parsha Rishon is Deraisa, and Valyam Shemai is only the Rabban. Taisis, the first Taisis and Brachas, disagrees with Rashi. Taisis thinks the first two Parshias are Deraisa. And the Rambam has a fourth Shita. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and what constitutes Kriya Shema? All the three Parshias. So it's a Pella. What does Vayoyim have to do with Kriya Shema? Vayoyim is a totally unrelated mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So from the Rambam it would appear that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, it's an integral part of the mitzvah of reciting Kriya Shema. Just like it says in Aseres Adiros, Anocha Hashem Alokecha, Hashem HaTzeisichem, et Me'eretz Yisrael, et Beis HaAvodim, the Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned to demonstrate that that it's true, that we believe in God because we experienced the Shechina when He took us out of Egypt. So too, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the Kriya Shema is Deraisa Derabbanan. So how can Kriya Shema be Derabbanan? It's a pasuk in Chumash, B'shach B'chav Kumecha. So the Shagasari quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina Bariches and elaborates on it. Everybody agrees, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, you have to say something. If you all Kriya Shema Derabbanan means, Ben HaTorah, you can recite any parsha from Chumash that you choose. You can say the Parsha Sashavua, you say your Bar Mitzvah Sedra, whatever you want. And it's only with the Rabbanan that you have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. The Rambam Paskin Kriya Shema is Deraisa. So it's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah of Kabbalos Amalchus Shamayim. So since Kriya Shema is Deraisa, Dafke, the insistence on reciting this Parsha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, is Deraisa, so Vayomer, which has Yitzias Mitzrayim, is just a hemshach of that, it's an integral part of that mitzvah. You should be mekabel amalchus shamayim by mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Anocha Hashem Elokecha, sheyotzei sichem b'eretz Mitzrayim beis avodim. Okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. What tomorrow is? What kind of a schedule?
Sunday.
Tomorrow's Sunday. So Sunday this year is usually 11:30. We'll lean out of. Okay.
I didn't make myself clear, and I didn't understand.